kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin si Katrina Lopez mula sa Macquarie University at syempre si Lisette Isles mula sa Western Sydney University. Sila ang mga tinanghal na nanalo ng Philo Got Talent Champion nitong Nobyembre, ang kauna-unahang Philo Got Talent na ilunsad ng Philippine Student Council of New South Wales. Magandang umaga sa inyong dalawa.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Simulan natin sa mga ginagawa ninyo sa university. Alam ko ang Macquarie University medyo matagal na nag-exist yung Filipino Student Society dyan. Pero for WSU o Western Sydney University, bago pa lang kayo. Lisette, sa tingin mo, bakit mahalaga for students or for each university na magkaroon ng student society, in particular sa atin mga Filipino?
Para po kasi sa akin, personally, nung first ko na dating dito, especially kasi ano siya, ibang bansa, tapos international school. So, para sa akin, importante na at least man lang makakilala ng kapwa ko Pinoy.
Mm-mm.
So, tapos iba kasi yung connection eh. Tapos iba yung pares kayo ng pinanggalingan. So, importante po sa akin na at least merong group na may, parang may support ka ba.
Or, kailan ka dumating ng Australia?
2017 po, January.
Oh, so nito lang. So bago-bago ka pa talaga, no?
Yes, oo. Fresh.
Oo. So mahirap para sa'yo. May kakilala ka na ba noon?
Nung first ko po na ano, talagang pasok sa uni, wala po akong classmate talaga na Pinoy.
Mm-mm.
Puro lahat international students. Tapos parang later on na meron ako nakilala si Ruth. Hi kay Ruth. nagka-klase kami pero parang di pa kami masyadong close noon kasi may kanya-kanya din kaming friends.
Mm-mm.
Tapos later on lang parang nag-connect. Tapos meron din akong nakilala na iba and until na meron siyang kakilala din na iba tapos parang pinag-meet namin lahat. Tapos parang nabuo yung grupo, ganun.
Mm-mm. For you, Katrina, medyo iba because you grew up here sa Sydney, ano?
Yes,
so marami ka na bang mga Filipino friends o merong ilan-ilan na Filipino friends? O bakit mahalaga naman for you na to still stay connected sa Filipinos inside your university?
So in school, I only had like 2 Filipino friends. One of them is half Filipino.
Mm-mm.
So I wasn't very... But I grew up in, my church has, we're a Filipino church, Bread of Life. So I always had a Filipino like connection within mm-hmm. me. There was always a part of me that knew that I was Filipino. But I love how the Philo societies, they really just give that extra edge to being Filipino. And you can really connect with people mm-hmm. who are on the same wavelength as you. You go through the same things, especially at uni. So, yeah, I think it's important because there's always going to be like what Lisselle said, it's always going to be a part of you and there's always going to be a connection with someone who's Filipino. Like it's like a magical bond or something. Like when you see someone, you just feel like you know them already because you have the same values and I'm pretty sure we all have the same values. So yeah.
Do you get excited when you find someone you're Filipino.
Yes. I feel it's so, because ever since, like, especially since we're outside of our country, it's very nice and very, feels like home mm-hmm. when you meet someone who's Filipino. So
alam ko sa each university is maraming mga activities, in particular sa mga societies ninyo. No? For Macquarie, ongoing na yung mga ibang activities ninyo. Pero for WSU, dahil bago pa kayo, ano yung mga particular activities na ginagawa ng Filipino Society?
Parang recently po na meron silang parang movie night. Parang fini-feature yung mga Filipino films.
Oh, yeah.
Tapos, wini-welcome din namin yung kahit hindi ka Pinoy. Ini-invite
basta
namin sila para lang makita din nila kung paano ba yung ways ng Pinoy.
Sa Macquarie?
I think that there was a
Palarong Pinoy.
So that's when we showcased Filipino street games. And it's so good that we can, because we don't get to experience that in Australia. We don't play what's a tubang preso. We don't play the one with the chinelas. I don't know what that's called. But it's really fun.
Something?
Yeah.
So lalo ikaw, Katrina, because you grew up here, so hindi mo masyadong naranasan talaga yung mga larong
really,
Pinoy,
no,
di ba?
No. So it's nice that we can have an avenue or a platform.
So ngayon, hindi ka na talo dahil, alam ko na yan, na-try ko na laruin yan.
Yes.
Sa pagkain naman, Katrina, ikaw, patuloy pa rin ba ang pagluluto ni mami ng filo food?
Yes, sinigang, my favorite adobo. One, beefsteak, adobo. But my favorite Filipino like thing to eat is kakanin. So anything sweet, especially with Christmas coming up, there's gonna be a lot of puto boom boom, sapin sapin. That's my favorite thing to eat. So
ikaw, yeah. Lisset.
Namimiss ko na po yung tuyo.
Oh yeah.
So totoo that lang so yung good. Ano yung sinangag, yung ganun, yung mga silog. Miss ko na.
To think na sa atin, medyo parang hindi masyadong pinapansin yun. Although everyday thing siya, di ba?
Pero nakakamiss po. Sobra.
At saka pag lumabas ka siguro ng bansa, yung mga pangkaraniwa mong ginagawa sa Pinas, parang dun mo lang ma-realize pag nasa labas ka na masarap pala yun. Ganyan, yes. Nakakamiss, ganyan. Na-mention ni Katrina ang Pasko. Paano ang Pasko o ang celebration ninyo ng Pasko dito? For Lisette, medyo iba kasi bago ka pa lang dito. So, nanibago ka for sure?
Opo. Especially nung first year ko. Kasi ako lang dito. Mm-mm. Tapos nakatira po ako with my two cousins. Pero yung family ko nandun pa sa Negros. So, first time ko na hindi sila makasama. So, parang nanibago pa ako.
Mm-mm. Ikaw, Katrina, paano ang celebration ng Christmas for your family?
Normally, we go back to the Philippines where it's super bonga, the Filipino Christmas there. But we still try to make it very exciting when we're in Australia as well. We just get together with family, so much food. We stay up maybe 2 days straight, no sleep. Everyone's just together and we sing songs and it's just a really fun time.
For many Filipinos, sa Pilipinas, 24 ng gabi, you wait for the midnight, di ba?
Is it Noche Buena?
Noche Buena.
Noche Buena.
Yeah.
Ganun ba dito sa'yo,
yes.
Katrina?
Yes po. It's
like that. Listen? Kasi dito, usually Christmas Day, yung big day, di ba?
Yes,
Christmas Day, barbecue, get together, ganyan. So, nag-iintay kayo ng pagpatak ng 12 o'clock. Iniintay pa rin ba ninyo si Santa?
Wala.
Wala na.
Wala na.
It's just when the food hits you, you don't know.
What's your most favorite thing about Christmas? The Filipino Christmas? Lisset.
Sa akin po, personally, yung pagsasama-sama ng mga pamilya. Kasi parang, di ba, all throughout the year, lahat busy. So parang, at least, yun lang yung parang time na lahat makakapag-bond and makakapagsama-sama.
For you, Katrina.
I feel like she said, it's really busy throughout the year. So it's a really nice time when we just get to just sing songs together, like play games, like just be in the moment rather than worry about other things on the outside. So.
For Filipino students, lalo yung mga international students, mahirap to be away from family pag ganitong season. Ano? Kasi alam natin na sa Pilipinas, sobrang warm ng Christmas season. So, paano ninyo parang mapapa-feel sa fellow Filipinos ninyo, Filipino students na you still have your family here kahit wala yung mismong immediate family ninyo? For Lisette, sa mga kagaya mo na bago pa lang sa Australia.
Siguro pa sa, baka invite po sa bahay to have lunch or like join the Noche Buena. Yung mga friends ko na wala talagang
kasama
in,
dito.
Po.
For Katrina, meron ba kayong mga Christmas party sa mga unis?
I think we do. Mm-mm. I think there's bound to be. It's Christmas. So, I think just inviting everyone. And I really just think it's just spending time. It doesn't need to be frills.
Bonga.
Yeah, it just needs like Because you feel the warmth when you're with the person. So,
So, isa yan sa mga pwedeng maibigay ng mga societies. Ano? So, para sa mga nakikinig sa atin ng mga estudyante na makagaya ninyo and thinking na, ay, wala akong kaibigan sa university dahil bago lang ako, would you encourage them to join any societies na interested sila?
Oh, yes. Kahit, oo. Talagang sobrang laking tulong talaga if meron kang support group. Tapos, yung outside, yung pagkatapos na ng klase, yung meron ka makakakwentuhan, masashare mo yung thoughts mo, importante talaga.
Katrina?
It's important to have people that you can talk to about things, and if you have problems, just talk to them. I mean, because especially when you're like alone, you need people to like just be with you. So, yeah.
Yes. Favorite Christmas song?
Too many. Probably like a Mariah Carey one.
Like a little bit of it. Canta.
Or Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Can we do a little song?
Oh my gosh.
Putting you on the spot.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let the Yuletide gay. From now on, your troubles will be miles away. And have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Yay! Lisette?
Ano ba sa akin?
Tagalog?
Oo. Pasko na, sinta ko. Hanap, hanap kita. Kahit nagtatampo. Ninisan ako. Yung
ganyan. Yes! Okay. So, thank you so much. At syempre, imbitahan ninyo yung mga fellow Filipinos ninyo sa bawat universities ninyo to join the Filipino societies from your university. Listen.
Sa lahat po ng taga Western Sydney University, alam ko lahat merong iba't ibang campus per yung course nila. Just visit or search Facebook account ng Western Sydney University, Sinag. Yun po. Tapos mag-request lang kayo ng magpa-member tapos accept namin kayo agad.
Bakit Sinag, Lisette?
Actually, yung ano po yung president po namin yung nakaisip. Kasi parang each university parang merong ano eh,
certain pagkakakilanlan.
Oo, certain pagkakakilanlan. Like Newcastle, Pinas, yung gano'n. So parang naisip namin, Sinag, yung gano'n. Tapos yung ginawa naming logo is yung Philippine flag. Yung inspired by Philippine flag, yung colors.
So Sinag, mayroon ba siyang meaning? Acronym ba to? Yung tawag lang?
Yung tawag lang po.
Okay. For Katrina, invite other Filipino students to join the society.
Yes, everyone from Macquarie University, feel free to join the Filipino Society of Macquarie University. Just contact the Facebook page and we'll happily like message you. Just anywhere, anyone.
Yes. At syempre, ang mga Filipino societies from each university ay affiliate ng Filipino Student Society of New South Wales. Maraming salamat, Lisette Isles mula sa Western Sydney University at syempre, Katrina Lopez mula sa Macquarie University.
Thank you for having us.
At syempre, early Christmas greetings sa mga kaibigan at pamilya ninyo.
Greet ko lang yung friends ko, si Ruth, si Eric, si Daryl, si Marinette, tsaka si Justin, tsaka si Manti. Hi kay April Pacheco, tsaka Rachel at Pacheco, tsaka Marjorie Pacheco, Lisa Isles, tsaka Art Isles. Thank you.
I'd like to thank the fam. Oh my gosh, Casey, Katrina, Gerald, Genesis, Naya, Cat, Aaron, Jody, and my friends Shannon, Jamila, Kelsey, and Deborah, and my sister Patricia. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.